For all that we've all heard of Dubai, it seems to sort of shimmer out there as this place that many of us don't know exactly what it is. What is it? A city-state?
It's a city-state on the lines of Singapore, Hong Kong, or it looks a lot like Venice did actually in its heyday, back in
Venice,
the,
Italy,
that's
or
right,
Venice
yeah.
before there was an Italy.
I mean, there's got a lot in common with Venice in the old days when Venice was a big trading state. I mean, even to the point where, Venice was excoriated by the Pope at the time for being too tolerant of for trading with Muslims and being too tolerant. Well, Dubai has got this, conservative hinterland around it that looks down on its relations with, with Christians and its tolerance of other religions.
Well, for its neighbors, and we're talking Saudi Arabia, we're talking other emirates within the United Arab Emirates, we're very conservative Islamic nations. Dubai has not only been looked down upon, but has also provided some sort of a valve, an escape for some of their people.
That's right. Yeah, Dubai is—it's the refuge in the region for people from Iran and Saudi Arabia, especially, but other Arabs from the region who'd like to get away from repressive regimes. And there's social freedoms in Dubai are really second to none in the region. I mean, as an American going there, you feel pretty comfortable with the level of freedoms there.